policy of the government of Georgia to improve the social economic conditions of the people living in the occupied regions. The government is implementing the state strategy of the for the engagement, and it is aimed at facilitating dialogue, confidence building, and interest-based cooperation between the artificially divided community. And within this strategy, the government is implementing the peace initiative State for a Better Future, which was mentioned in the question. And with regards of implementation, this initiative is aimed to facilitate trade across the dividing lines in a status neutral manner, enhance educational opportunities, and ease access to various state services that government of Georgia is providing to the people living in the occupied territories to improve their social economic conditions and human rights. Under this peace initiative, Peace Fund for a Better Future was established, and in 2020, and to support business projects across the dividing line and facilitate dialogue and interest-based cooperation. So since the 2020, already three grant calls have been carried out, and in 2020, 27 business applications from almost all districts of Abkhazia and Tsin Valley regions were received, and during the second grant, 84 applications were received, and 49 projects were provided funding. And the third grant call was conducted in 2022, and 92 business projects were received. And it is noteworthy that the Peace Fund is a non-profit independent entity and issues grants based on international contributions. And we thank all the partner countries who are providing this support. And when it comes to educational opportunities for the residents of the occupied regions, the government of Georgia has introduced a number of programs to facilitate the simplified enrollment in Georgia's higher education, as well as the providing the opportunities for getting the education abroad. Thank you. If I miss something from your questions, and if you have some more interest, please, I am ready to give you some more information. Thank you.
Thank you. With that, we are moving to issue number 11 regarding COVID and respective measures. Definitely, COVID pandemic was a huge challenge.